Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Even if you like Hillary right. Clinton, it's just like you don't want to name your daughter. And every time she says, yeah, my name's Hillary, it's like, oh, Hillary Clinton, let me see your email server. Right. You know, Donald is now also going to plummet strictly because the president of the United States is named Donald. And he's obviously a controversial figure. Anytime you get something that could immediately lead to people mocking you, folks try to stay away from that name. And you can just see a scenario where you name your daughter Caitlin. People are mean. Kids are making jokes about it single time. Oh, Caitlin, are you, were you in the Olympics? Did you used to be a boy? Like, you just don't want to run into that, right? So parents are shying away from now. Caitlin, nobody names a kid Caitlin anymore.
No, the wildest one of name copy is this. There is an announcer on the East Coast named Jerry Sandusky. He's been on our station many, many times.
Yeah, that's rough.
I would have to. I mean, that is his exact name.
Because
he is exactly Jerry Sandusky, just like the bad Jerry Sandusky.
So you were named Jerry Sandusky, and for most of your life, that's fine.
All your life, you're cool.
And then suddenly, you're named Jerry Sandusky, and like you're raping boys.
I mean, seriously.
I mean, it's a rough deal.
Similarly,
Wally Szczerbiak.
Yeah,
worked with me at CBS Sports.
Oh, sure, cool guy.
Yeah, former NBA All Star.
Yeah,
had a daughter.
Uh-huh.
She's probably 8 or 9 now. I don't know the exact age, but had a daughter at a time where you could reasonably name her Isis.
Wow.
Isis Szczerbiak is her name.
So what year did he did change it, you said?
They changed the name.
What year? How old was she when they changed it?
I'm not sure, but it was like within recent years, like in the past couple of years.
So she was early single digits when they changed it.
I don't know the specific. Wow. Yes, I believe so.
Actually very smart, by the way.
Because his children are all young.
I would have done the same thing.
His children are all young. So, yeah, it was early single digits, I would think. But, like, it was fine. Like, Isis, like, there was a time where you'd go, what's her name? Yeah. Isis Szczerbiak. Oh, my God, that's a beautiful name.
Right. And it's very friendly sounding before the situation.
And now, fast forward to 2017, you try to call yourself Isis. People like could just clowning you forever. Like, oh, Isis, don't blow me. Don't cut my head off.
It is weird how names affect people. Like, my son, we're not changing his name because it's Jake, for better or for worse. But this whole Jake from State Farm thing, he's like, because he doesn't understand. You know, he's like 6, 7, 8, 9. And it started being in vogue because these commercials are on. He's like, Dad, what's State Farm? Everybody says Jake from State Farm every time. I'm like, this is how names work.
You just roll through that, though.
Yeah, you can get by with that one. It's just a funny commercial.
You just roll through that one.
Yeah, that's cool.
But
ISIS, you got to change it.
You got to get out of that. You can't go through life being called ISIS. It's just a bad spot.
No.
Story number 4.
A terrifying story here in Memphis from this weekend. A man named Jared McLemore was outside of Murphy's doused himself in gasoline, set himself on fire, Facebook Live the whole thing, ran inside, terrorized folks, and subsequently died. And knowing his job of being in music and the fact that I had a roommate who was in that music scene
successfully.
I'm probably been around this guy at some point. Yeah. I don't think I know him, but we did have mutual friends. I have friends who were at least friendly with him or an acquaintance with him. So I heard about this early Saturday, and of course the link to
the
incident starts getting passed around, and it's just like, ugh.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, these Facebook Live murders and suicides, and that's what this is. It's a Facebook Live suicide, have been a big topic of conversation in recent months because they've happened far too often. Even once is too often, and Facebook has even announced that it was hiring, I believe,
thousands,
3,000 people to try to figure out a way to get this to stop happening, or when it happens, to erase it.
Right.
From social media.
Get it off so that it doesn't become a mass hysteria.
As quickly as possible. And so you hope another one of those incidents never come to light. And yet it did. And it happened right here in our city and in a bar that I think a lot of people, I know I've been in many times. And so because I'm a weirdo, you know, once I hear his name. No, but I do this all the time. Mm. People die or commit suicide or just something tragic happens. And I get weird, oddly obsessed with, like, I want to know their story. And the first place to look is Facebook.
Yes.
And so I went to Facebook, and you just start reading all of his posts. And, you know, on one level, on one hand, your heart just breaks for the guy because he's somebody who was clearly battling demons that most of us never have to battle. He, by his own admission, was abused growing up, abandoned, he says, by his family. You know, just somebody who had been through it and been struggling with a lot of stuff. And I'm told had tried to end his own life before unsuccessfully and was just messed up in a way that you'd hope nobody you ever care about becomes messed up. And though his family says he had gotten help, he clearly did not get help to the degree that he needed it. And that's sad. And I sort of sat there for a little while with my feelings as it relates to the story. And then on the other hand, you go, it's one thing just to take yourself out. It's another thing to try to take other people out.
Right.
Which is the goal, presumably, when you run into a bar filled with people, including your ex-girlfriend. And that, I think, makes it still a sad story.
Somewhat selfish.
But makes him much more, much less, rather, of a sympathetic figure.
I agree with that.
Everything I just said about him remains true.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a guy who physically harmed and emotionally scarred a bar full of people, hopefully not forever, but certainly for some time. And it could have been, as weird as this is to say, way worse than it actually was. There is a gentleman who tried to prevent this, saw what was happening, and tried to either kick or punch or something the lighter out of Jared McLemore's hand. And he suffered some burns. He, on Facebook, says he's going to be okay. I believe his name's Paul Garner. What an amazing guy that he
That's
must
heroic.
Be. Because I could see a scenario where if it were somebody I cared about or somebody related to me that I might try, put myself at risk to try to save them. But if it's just some guy from the bar, like I'm not, once I see you with the lighter and you've doused yourself in gasoline, I don't think I'm brave enough to get involved in that.
Yeah.
But thank God somebody else was. They at least did their best. You know, he's physically harmed, you know, was hospitalized this weekend because of this guy, Jared McLemore, and his poor ex-girlfriend, who the family says had threatened to kill her before. You know, I don't know how you get over this because on a you know, very basic level, not only do you know somebody you once loved tried to kill you, but like you watched them burn to death.
Awful.
I mean, that's a visual that must be hard to shake. I've never watched that, but I can't imagine what it's like to see anybody go through that, but especially somebody you once cared for. And so it's just a tragic story on a lot of different levels and a scary, scary thing. And I don't know that there's any real lesson to be learned from it other than this. Don't ignore the warning signs. You go to this guy's Facebook page and he was screaming for help. He was clearly messed up. He was almost certainly headed down this path. And I'm not going to suggest that nobody tried to help him, because my understanding is that many people did. But he clearly didn't get the help that he needed. And now his family's dealing with an unimaginable loss, and other people are going through emotional and physical pain that perhaps could have been avoided if somebody or something would have pushed him or forced him to get the help that somebody dealing with the stuff he was dealing with clearly needed. Jeff Calkins is up next.
It's time to drive and discover your dream car at the Gossett Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Drive and Discover event. Get the toughest truck around with 2017 Ram SLT Crew Cab. We Gossett at $11,000 off. And take your pick, 2017 Dodge Journey or 2017 Jeep Renegade, $17,988 or $215 a month. Plus 2017 Dodge Charger, $22,988 or $289 a month. From Memphis, Collierville, Covington, Millington, or anywhere in the Mid-South, you won't find find a better deal on your next ride. That's our Gossett Guarantee. So come drive and discover your dream car at the Gossett Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Drive and Discover event. Ask for General Manager Kenny, the deal maker Derek, and let Kenny put you in a new ride today. You want it? We Gossett at Gossett Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, 1901 Covington Pike.
If you want it, we Gossett at Gossett Motor Cars.
Dealer stock only, includes all manufacturer rebates and incentives. DF 498.75 excludes tax, title, and license with approved credit offer valid through end of the month.
Duran Diamond Merchant and Swiss Watches is the Mid-South's number one diamond wholesaler, with offices in Antwerp and Israel. Duran's has an extensive collection of the finest loose diamonds and the largest selection of elegant engagement rings offered to you at wholesale prices. Duran's collection of exquisite fancy yellow diamond rings, diamond bracelets, sparkling diamond earrings, diamond necklaces, color stone jewelry, and sterling silver designer jewelry is sure to satisfy any taste or budget. Duran's is also home to Swiss Watches and offers up to a 40% discount on luxury brands, including Breitling, Tag Heuer, Rolex, Omega, and Patek Philippe, to name a few. Whatever you are looking for or dreaming of, Duran Diamond Merchant and Swiss Watches prides themselves in making fabulous pieces without ever compromising on quality or personal service. Visit the experts at Duran Diamond Merchant and Swiss Watches, 510 Perkins Extended, Memphis, Tennessee. www.durandiamonds.com.
Okay, Google, turn on 92.9 FM ESPN WMFS on TuneIn. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN with Jeff Calkins on today's show, presented by the Blue Monkey.
Floors that are sinking or sloping a bit. It could be signs of a foundation problem. If you've got a foundation problem, you've got a serious problem, you need to call Redeemers Group. They offer complete and permanent solutions at an affordable price. They handle foundation repair, crawl space repair, basement waterproofing, and concrete leveling. And you can get them out to your home at no cost to you. And have an expert come out, assess the situation, and then give you an estimate. At that point, you decide what you want to do. If you want to proceed with the project, that's terrific. Mention my name, Gary Parish. You get an additional $50 off your repair project. If you do not want to proceed for whatever reason, perhaps it's not a big problem, not nearly what you thought. Maybe it costs more than you anticipated, costs more than you have. Doesn't matter your reason. You just tell them, no thank you, and they walk away, you owe them nothing. So there's no harm in calling. You should call 451-8765, 451-8765 on the web, redeemersgroup.com. It's not even going to mention the time. Jeff Calkins is your award-winning host, Memphis commercial, award-winning columnist, Memphis Commercial Appeal, host of the Jeff Calkins Show, author of After the Jump. He's here right now. Jeff Calkins, how are you?
I'm good. Time flies.
Time does fly. I appreciate you being here, regardless of whether it's 5:02 yep. or 5:12.
Or whatever. Yeah, that's fine.
So I mentioned earlier, May 15th is not a big day typically for college basketball recruiting, but it was today. A five-star point guard committed to Duke. So Mike Krzyzewski's set up at the point guard position for at least the next season. And I think more interestingly for this market is that a four-star top 40 recruit from the class of 2017 committed to Missouri. Now, you might know Missouri. That's a basketball program that's never been to a Final Four, that has gone 8-46 in SEC games the past 3 years, and still somehow they hired a coach on March 15th, so exactly 2 months ago today, and he has already, in a span of 2 months, put together a recruiting class that now ranks 6th in the country for the class of 2017. Sort of flies in the face of the theory that it takes time to build a brand to effectively recruit once you get a new job. That's what the Memphis head coach said recently to Mark Giannotto of the Commercial Appeal, but it looks like Konzo Martin's the latest example that suggests that's not true at all.
That's true. I don't know what else to say. Tubby's going to be Tubby, man. Tubby's going to be Tubby. He's going to, in the end, here's the problem. There will be lots of coaches who recruit at a high level. A lot of them are new coaches who recruit at a high level. like, because that's what coaches who recruit at high level do. They don't, doesn't take them long. They come in, they start recruiting at high level. Didn't take Josh long to recruit at a high level, didn't whatever. But it is what it is. At some level, it is what it is, right? I mean, I don't think anyone thinks, believe Tubby when they really believe that, right? I mean, like, I don't know. Like, I totally get it, but I don't know, is there, what else is there to say about it in terms of, yes, it's another one, and I think it's a disaster. But, like, all there is now is to sit here and see how those junior college players look. Like, isn't that all there is to do, right? It's just, there's nothing to do between now and next year other than see how those junior college players, they just missed out on some kid from North freaking Dakota State or somewhere who went to, where'd he go? Trey. His name was Trey. He was a shooter. He went to Georgetown. Yeah, he went to Georgetown. And then their other shooter went to Tennessee. And these aren't high-level shooters. These are just guys that were kicking around shooters. And so that's what they are. We're going to wait, and we're going to see how it plays out, and we'll see if they fire him after 1 year or two. But I can't feel bad about it every time someone else recruits at a high level, because, like, they're going to, and Memphis isn't going to.
I guess my larger point would be, when asked about things, he has, on multiple times about multiple things, you know, responded in a sort of like shrug your shoulders, people are crazy kind of way, and then offered up an explanation that continues to be proven untrue. Like he said to Mark Giannato, like, I don't understand what all the fuss is about. Like, you know, we just got here a year ago. I'm paraphrasing here, but this is the point that he made. And I don't care where you are. That's what he said. I don't care where you are. When you take a new job, it takes a little while to build the brand to be able to effectively recruit. And that didn't make sense at the time, but it's just, it makes even less sense today when you watch Missouri in 2 months put together a top 10 recruiting class. And
well, I mean, we saw it last year, too. Like, last year, the idea he got here too late to recruit even effective graduate transfer. Like, that's just true. But here's the truth of the matter. From the moment that Tubby opened his mouth at his first press conference, he says the same thing. I've won everywhere I've been. I know how I do it. Whatever. Like, I got an email today. You know what it said? Email said, I've been reading the commercial appeal forever. I'm stunned by the lack of, why don't you cover Tiger basketball? Why aren't you covering Tiger basketball?
Yeah.
But to that, I wrote back two things. I wrote, on the one hand, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, Mark Giannato is, like, busting his ass right on Tiger basketball. Like, all the time. He's doing hard hat tours of the indoor facility, and he's talking to recruits or going to whatever name Baptist school, and he's like he's busting his ass all the time. I think he's great, honestly. I think the hire of Mark Giannato has been great. But I will tell you this, the reason that we are not doing more stories about, say, that Egyptian dude who was here last year who's going to whatever, is because they don't let you talk to him. Like, right? They don't let you talk to them. Like, you have all these junior college players who are coming in and all these whatever. Like, why aren't we doing the happy stories about the players who remained here? Jeremiah? Like, you're the two who stayed. Jeremiah and you know, who else? Who else stayed? Whatever. Like, why not? Because they don't let you talk to them. Like, they don't let you talk to the players to write happy stories about, man, I'm Jeremiah Martin and I stayed. I'm the guy who planted my flag in the ground. And whatever. Why? Because Tubby's an arrogant whatever. I'm going to win how I'm going to win. Like, he's always done it that way. And until he'd be fired, or it'll work. But, like, everything he's done, he always looks at you like you're crazy. Like, if you think you need the media matters, if you think the recruiting matters, if you think whatever, he thinks you're crazy because he went to an NCAA tournament in Minnesota and didn't get to the second weekend. So like, that's who they are. Like, everything about it, to me, is insane. But I can't be driven insane by it every day. You know, like, that's what I've accepted. That's what it is. It'll either, I'll see how these student college players look next year. Because I'm not surprised you didn't get the 4-star or that someone else getting the 4-star. Like, but I mean, like, does it shock me that you wouldn't want a story on Jeremiah Martin and whatever about the guy who stayed? Like, you know, why wouldn't you want that? Like, why wouldn't, oh my God, Mark, write about him so we can stop writing about these damn kids who didn't turn us down. Like, whatever. But they don't. That's just how they run the program.
Well,
so, whatever.
What's weird to me, in addition to all the other stuff that I've said is weird to me, is that I guess the reason I bring it up every time there's an actual hook to bring it up is because there are still people who will try to argue with me about some of these things. And in one of the ways they'll rationalize the subpar recruiting relative to historical standards is they'll say, well, listen, Tubby Smith inherited a program that had missed the NCAA tournament 2 straight years. How are you supposed to recruit to that? At which point, I, you know, today I'm reminded of that because Missouri has gone 8-46 in the SEC the past 3 years. They've won three games 1 year, three games another year, and two games another year. They're terrible. And, like, so they put together a top 10 class, just like that. And so, like, you know, that rationalization seems to be off the table now because we're watching somebody who inherited a program that isn't historically as good as Memphis and hasn't recently been as good as Memphis and, in fact, has been at the bottom of the SEC, recruit at a top 10 level just because they put together the type of staff that that could do
it. Well, Konzo gets players. He gets players everywhere.
Right.
You know, you knew he was going to get players, so they hired him, right?
Right. Yeah, but here we are. And then the other thing is, like, it seems like everything that people say is concerning, or that even that I say is concerning, it can be met. First off, most people agree with it, but then to the extent that people push back on it, or Tubby specifically, you know, shrugs his shoulders at it, you know, he says, hey, well, like, you know, well, this, what are you going to do? Like, you know, like, you know, recruiting to Memphis today is different than it was 10 years ago. What are you going to do? You know, we just got here a year ago. It takes time to build a brand and recruit effectively. What are you going to do? And then specifically with Cleon Clairgeau, they say, well, you know, the kid wanted to be closer to his home in Florida. Except today he just committed to UMass. UMass is not closer to Florida than Memphis. The UMass campus is 1,288 miles from Winter Haven, Florida. It's 779 miles, Winter Haven is, to Memphis. So,
probably
like,
direct flights from the Logan. Direct flights from Logan.
Maybe it's
you got to switch.
Yeah, right? It's just like one thing after another where you say, well, this is the reason it can't be done, or this is the reason that happened. It is proven to not be true. And that I don't understand why that's not maddening to 100% of Memphis fans.
Here's what I really believe. I think it's maddening to 90% of the people who think about it. It's this increasingly small group of people who think about it. And then there's 10% who it's not maddening to, and literally it will not change until 2 or 3 years pass, and then it's not successful, if it's not successful. And then there'll be, just like, you know, there were people who believed in Larry Porter till the end. I say that again, whatever, Mark, like, you can always believe. There are always going to be true holdouts. But I can't argue, like, I don't argue with people who tell me they Tubby can't recruit at a high level because he's just gotten here any more than I argue with a flat earther. You know, like there are people who just are just like, that's fine. If what you're telling me is this is who Tubby is, it's how he's always been, and he's going to coach him up, well, then whatever, we'll see. You know, you can't make excuses for the recruiting, but you can just say this is what he likes to do, and then we'll see how it turns out. I'll listen to that. I don't think it'll turn out well, but I'll listen to that. But I don't really think there's many people who think Tubby's not going to dead in recruiting. Or really even has an excuse other than he's just Tubby, you know. But right. You really think that's what most people really believe? It's just how Tubby does things.
Right. I guess, but the rationalization should be that's how he does things at Minnesota and Texas Tech. Like, the only reason you hire him at a place like Memphis is because you go, we have just hired a great coach, and though he couldn't recruit at a certain level at Minnesota or Texas Tech, now he's the Memphis coach. He's going to be able to recruit at that certain level, so he's going to get the players that Memphis coaches historically get, and now we got a great coach to coach him. Let's go. But if the coach basically acknowledges, nope, I still recruit at the Texas Tech level at the University of Memphis, you got major problems.
Well, yes. He recruits at that level at Kentucky. So, you know, I mean, so, yeah. Yeah, I mean, you're right. That this is different in that, I mean, but what have we seen it? We've seen it, what, where? We've seen it at UNLV. We've seen it in Minnesota. We've seen it we've seen it with Stansbury, right? We've seen it with Stansbury. So we've seen it. We've seen it all over the place. Like, I don't, you can recruit if you can recruit. If you want to recruit, if you get back, if you want, if you're a recruiter, you can recruit. If you're not a recruiter, you can't recruit. And he's not a recruiter. So I'm interested to see how they'll do next year.
I'm talking to Jeff.
You know, that's sort of where I am. I acknowledge all this. You know, 100%. I just don't. What is there? What is, you know, I mean, last week we talked about whether they're going to fire him after 1 year. I mean, after 2 years, you know, I don't know. I find it so depressing that I find it difficult to talk about.
No, it really is depressing. But there still are people, because I spent this afternoon on the Facebook page after I posted the Missouri story over there. And you know Daniel famously calls in. Nice enough guy. I've met him. Like, I really, he just frustrates me to levels of insanity. But, like, he's a nice enough guy. But the point he tried to make on the Facebook page was, like, GP, look at Villanova. They won the national championship a couple of years ago, and they didn't recruit at a high level. Which is both true and false. They didn't recruit at the Kentucky level or the Duke level, but that team was still filled with elite-level recruits. I mean, Ryan Arcidiacono was a four-star prospect ranked top 60th in America in high school. Daniel Eshefu was four-star prospect ranked top 50 coming out of high school. That was from the class of 2012. You go to class of 2013, they got Chris Jenkins, top 80 recruit, four-star prospect, Josh Hart, top 80 recruit, four-star prospect. You go to class of 2014, they added Phil Booth, a four-star player, top 75. Mikel Bridges, four-star player, top 80. And then you go to 2015, and they enrolled Jalen Brunson, a five-star player, ranked top 25 in America. So basically everybody on that team was a top 80 recruit, four-star or five-star prospect, and they became old, you know, mostly one with sophomores and juniors and seniors. And so, like, to compare what has happening at Memphis right now to what has been happening at Villanova, like, I just named you, like, seven or eight top 80 prospects. Memphis has zero. So I don't even know what people are talking about sometimes. Should I just ram my head through my window?
At this point, yeah. You should.
Yes, I would say at this point you should ram your head through your window. And I do think people should understand that one reason why you return to this topic is that you're reminded there's a hook and whatever once again, and it's true there are some people. But I don't think the truth of the matter is that it's because people may not, you know, believe this or not. But like, it's a lot better when Memphis basketball is good, you know. And so it's exasperating to see them approaching things the way that they're approaching. And that's, you know, but I have gotten to the point where I understand how they're approaching things. And that's what he's like, it wasn't, it's the fact that they got Christian Kessie and what's his name? I can't even remember his name, the impact that he had. It's all dude. Like that's who they got.
Ry Cook.
Yeah. It wasn't an accident of the fact that he only got here then and whatever. It's just who they are, you know. It was what they are, and so here we go. And maybe, you know, I'm holding out. I've decided to hold out hope that Jamal Johnson and David Nickelberry are going to be better than people think, and that's where we got to, you know, that's where I have to. But they're not this level recruit, you know. They're certainly not. So. I don't know what to say.
I'm wrapping up here with Jeff Calkins on 92.9 FM ESPN. You want to end on a happy note?
Yeah.
Phil Mickelson has committed to play in the FedEx St. Jude Classic.
Yes, he did.
That's good, right?
It's very good. You know, he's become he's become a regular, a stalwart, every single year. And he brings in crowds. He makes the whole field better because Phil is, like, I don't know. Like, is there a bigger name? Tiger, but he's not even playing anymore, right? So is there someone you could have that would bring more people than Phil?
Rory, maybe?
Yeah.
Rory.
Yeah.
I guess Rory. But I don't even know how much bigger. Jordan Spieth?
Yeah, Jordan Spieth's bigger now, I think. I think Spieth.
Well, plus, because Phil's been here, too, you know. Phil's been here every year. But like, I don't think Jordan Spieth brings many more people than Phil. They do because he's like, he hasn't been here in a while. Jordan Spieth, he came, I think, that one time when he got a sponsor exemption. He was 15 or something. He was a kid. He wasn't 15, but he was 18 or whatnot. And then he hasn't been since. So that would be like, Jordan Spieth would be big. Rory has been here, and he was here when he was pretty big. And honestly, I don't recall the galleries being bigger for Rory than they were for Phil. But the point is that, like, everyone's filling in. Like, you have Phil at the top, and then every other name looks better. Right. And the fact that he makes it a part of his schedule every single year. It's not just out of the goodness of his heart. It fits his schedule. He likes playing for the U.S. before the week before the U.S. Open.
Right.
But it's great for the tournament. And by the way, he kind of tips like Greg Popovich occasionally. So that's good, too.
No, he's still the biggest, I think, maybe the biggest name you can get here, even if he's not the best player anymore. But he's still a high-level golfer, clearly. The biggest name, of course, that you could get here still, despite everything that's happened, would be Tiger Woods.
Tiger, but he's not playing.
No, he's never, maybe never again.
Maybe never again. If you could get Arnold Palmer here, too, that would be great. But
yeah.
I'd like to see you pull that off.
That'd be weird. That'd be weird. Jeff Calkins, I'll see you later.
Yeah, man.
Bye-bye.
Imagine that, rolling the dead Arnold Palmer up to the...
No, I can't imagine that,
would be,
Brad.
That would be tough to do.
I can't imagine rolling dead Arnold Palmer out into TPC.
I think John Daly would be fun. Like, get hit. He just won a senior tournament.
He is. If nothing else,
yeah.
He's fun.
Yeah, he's fun.
He seems fun.
He just won a champion match.
Just won an event a couple weekends ago.
Yeah, get him out there. I don't care.
That is big news, though.
I know it means
a lot to the tournament organizers. Oh. Anytime Phil Mickelson is going to be involved, it is now official. Breaking here in the past few minutes, Phil Mickelson will be at the FedEx St. Jude Classic. When we come back, Game 7, Celtics-Wizards tonight. Get you ready next.
Look out, Memphis. It's Canada's 150th birthday. So come celebrate with Kooky Canuck over happy hour, 3 p.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Friday, with $2.50 wine, well, and beer, downtown and Cordova. Don't forget, our kitchen's open till 2 a.m. on the weekends. KookyCanuck.com.
Mortgage Investors Group is here in Memphis, Poplar and 240. And if you're getting ready to finance a home, refinance a home, or pull cash out of the equity in your home, you want to use them. They're a full-service mortgage lender, one that's able to provide options for all types of borrowers. They have the options and the expertise to get you one of the best deals available in the market. They're the number one residential lender in the state of Tennessee. Number one, not only because they're the loan experts, but also because they have superior customer service, and their mortgage professionals take pride in giving personalized service to help find the best solution for you. So, if you're going to finance a home, refinance a home, or pull cash out of the equity in your home, give them a call at 761-6910, 761-6910. That's the office here in Memphis. If you're outside of Memphis, that's fine, because they've got locations throughout the state of Tennessee. You can find the one nearest you at MIGonline.com. That's MIGonline.com. That's Mortgage Investors Group. They're local, active in the community, and experts in the market. You can reach them online at MIGonline.com. Mortgage Investors Group, Equal Housing Lender, License 109111.
Keep up with your car's maintenance with today's Perks Deal. Discounted oil changes, tire rotation, and wheel alignment from Fox Plaza Tire and Auto Service in Collierville. Since 1980, Memphis drivers have trusted Fox Plaza Tire with their auto repairs. Get yours at GetMyPerks.com.
Divorce is never easy. Trust me, I've been there. Hi, this is pro football legend Barry Sanders for Cordell and Cordell. I know firsthand the effects a divorce can have on your family, your children, and your finances. So do the attorneys of domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. As advisors and advocates for men facing divorce, they work to help dads maximize their role in their children's lives. I've met with Cordell & Cordell attorneys and their clients. I've heard these guys' stories, know their sacrifices. I've seen their attorneys' passion and resolve not to let a broken marriage force dads out of their kids' lives. Don't let divorce take away any more than it has to. Consider Cordell & Cordell, a partner men can count on.
Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Memphis attorneys. 901-362-3666. That's 901-362-3666. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Cordell & Cordell, 6000 Poplar Avenue, Suite 225, Memphis, Tennessee, 38119.
The NBA playoffs are in full swing. You can watch them without having a drink, I guess. But it's more fun if you do. And if you're going to, use New Amsterdam Vodka. I've been telling you about it for years. It's a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains, 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered 3 times to create a soft finish. Brad Carson, how smooth is it?
It is so smooth you can drink it straight.
It is so smooth that you can drink it straight, which comes in handy usually late at night. Because one of the things I've learned is that...
Yeah, that's when it happens.
You're just going to look up, and you're not going to have the mixer that you prefer. You're going to go, oh, Lord, how did I stock up on New Amsterdam Vodka, but then not stock up on what I like to mix it with? You're going to get depressed,
yeah.
And you're going to get confused, and you're going to panic a little bit, and then you're going to remember. Yeah. Not a problem, because you can drink it straight. And then you drink it straight, and you just go to sleep. You wake up tomorrow,
right.
And you deal with tomorrow.
Yeah.
They also got flavored vodkas, peach orange, mango, pineapple, red berry, strawberry, raspberry, citron, coconut. Make sure to try one of those. when you get a chance. And just make sure next time you are in your favorite liquor store or bar or restaurant that you ask for New Amsterdam Vodka by name. That's New Amsterdam Vodka. It's your town. On the web, newamsterdamspirits.com.
The key to success? Keep it simple, especially when it comes to hiring. And nobody makes it easier than Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions. Manage your candidates from one dashboard. According to an independent study, 5 times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. New users claim your $50 credit to post a sponsored job at Indeed.com/credit. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Using an overpriced trash bag?
Pricey, pricey, pricey!
A bag that breaks?
Whippy, whippy, whippy!
Or a smelly bag?
Stinky, stinky, stinky!
Time to switch to Hefty Ultra Strong trash bags, now for a low, low price.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
They're our best bags yet, with Arm & Hammer odor control, and they cost less than Glad, so you'll be...
happy, happy, happy!
Ultra strength, ultra savings, Hefty Ultra Strong, all for a low, low price.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
Staples knows that when your spreadsheets no longer spread, it's time. When your presentations are not presentable, it's time. And when tensions in the office are high...
No, tensions are very, very high.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when pros turn to Staples. Staples has a full range of tech services to help your business with everything from data recovery to virus protection. And right now, get $50 off PC diagnostic and repair service so your business won't miss a beat. Staples, it's pro time. Ends 5/27. Service does not include parts.
Hey, it's Felicia from Felicia Suzanne's Restaurant. When was the last time you were downtown for dinner? Why don't you stop by and see us? We're located on Main Street between Madison and Monroe Avenue with parking on Front Street. Stop by Happy Hour daily at our bar from 4:30 to 6:30, featuring $2 off all wines by the glass, all bottled beer, and daily $5.50 cocktail specials. We also offer one of the largest bourbon lists in the city. Enjoy our small bites like the Oysters of Love and house-smoked salmon deviled eggs. Check us out at FeliciaSuzanne.com.
Kubota's Orange Opportunity sales event is going on now at your local Kubota dealer. With a 22-horsepower engine and a commercial transmission, Kubota's all-new Commander Pro Mower gives you the highest quality engineering and commercial-grade durability. Now get zero down, 0% financing for up to 48 months on a new Commander Pro. Now through May 31st, 2017. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
Visit your local Kubota dealer, TennesseeKubotaDealers.com.
Guests appear via the Smile Center hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Everybody pray for me. It's been a day for me. Yeah, yeah.
Hey, I remember syrup sandwiches and crime allowances. Finessing on them with some counterfeits, but now I'm counting this. Parmesan where my accountant lives. In fact, I'm down in this. You say with my boobie tastes like Kool-Aid for the analyst. Girl, I can buy a Westie World with my base stuff. I know that it's good. Won't you say that on my taste
plus? Cooper Systems over in the Mount Moriah office park on the web, coopersystems.com. Got Mother's Day behind us. Happy Mother's Day to everybody who celebrated Mother's Day.
You happy that it's over?
I'm just relieved every time a holiday's over. I like them all to be in the rearview mirror. Doesn't mean that I don't enjoy the days, Brad.
I know.
Had a terrific day yesterday.
Good.
With my wife who is a mother, and my mother who is a mother, and my mother-in-law who is a mother.
Yeah.
Had a good time.
Good.
But like, just glad I don't have to think about a Mother's Day present anymore.
Yeah.
Not even to suggest. That like suggests I got real creative, and I didn't get so creative this time. But whatever. Whatever. The point is, it's behind us. But Father's Day is not too far away. And maybe your father would like a brand new computer from Cooper Systems. Cooper Systems is there if you need a high-end, low-end, middle-of-the-road computer. Doesn't matter. PC, Apple product. They got Apple products. Yeah. Did you know that?
I did know that.
So before you go, thanks, Brad, for listening throughout the years. So before you go to the Apple store, pick up the phone, call Lee and Lauren Cooper, 360-9679, 360-9679. Ask them if they've got what you're looking for, because they either will say yes or they'll say no, but we can get it for you. They can even build something for you. 360-9679, 360-9679. Maybe that high school graduate in your life going off to college needs a new computer. You can get it at Cooper Systems. 360-9679 on the web, coopersystems.com. Did you hear the concert announcement? Turn it up, Brad. Did you hear the concert announcement earlier today? Kendrick going to Nashville.
He is.
Not coming to Memphis. Going to Nashville. I swear, I get tired of having to drive to Nashville to go to concerts.
Well, there's a lot of concerts in Memphis. They just are all country concerts.
Well, no, in fairness, they had Future here last week.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, but you're not impressed by Future?
I like Future fine.
He's okay.
I mean, he's like, people love Future. Like, he's a star. I don't love him, but, like, maybe I shouldn't.
I've never seen Future.
I don't think I've ever seen Future, although I've, like, sat right beside him at FedEx Forum.
Oh, wow.
When he was there for a game.
Oh, with Tony Allen's
near
buddy.
Him. Near
yeah.
him.
Near him, yeah.
But,
I'm sure he's fun.
Yeah, I think he
maybe we should bring Garth Brooks back. We'll sell out a few concerts there.
Yeah. I'm not complaining as much as I'm just... I mean, I guess I'm kind of complaining. Just get tired of going to Nashville for shows. We had to go to Nashville for Guns N' Roses. Had to go to Nashville for Kanye. And now might have to go to Nashville for Kendrick Lamar.
You could see James Taylor with Jeff Hawkins later this summer.
We could see James Taylor right here at FedEx Forum. Yeah. Mm. Mm.
How about that? Not so much, huh?
I would go see James Taylor, sure.
Bonnie Raitt.
I mean, if she's there, whatever. Yeah, she ain't really my thing, but I'll go see James Taylor, sure. Game 7.
Hey-o.
Eastern Conference semifinals. It's tonight. It's the Boston Celtics and the Washington Wizards.
Yeah, that was quite a game 6.
It was quite a game 6. Game winner from Johnny Wall.
Buckets.
And Johnny Wall with the game-winning three-pointer. Like, the Celtics came back from, like, 5 down, 6 down, whatever. Like, in the final, like, minute, it was quite a comeback. Big-time shot to set up this game 7. And so now we get a game 7. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, I think either one of these teams goes on to lose to the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Right.
But this has been a fun series. You've got two of the best point guards and playmakers in the world, and two teams that seemingly don't like each other.
No.
There was the thing where I guess it was the Celtics walked in on Friday night in the all black.
Yeah, that's right.
And this comes after the Wizards had done something similar back in the regular season. So. It's not true across the board that when teams play each other, like, they hate each other. Yeah. Like, I don't know if the Spurs and the Grizzlies hated each other. Like, I don't know if Zach Randolph just cannot stand LaMarcus Aldridge or Tony Parker or whatever. But these guys seem to not like each other at all. And so you've got that combined with you've got two of the best, like I said, point guards and playmakers in the world squaring off, either of whom is capable of going for 30, 35, 40, making big shots. I'm, of course, talking about Isaiah Thomas and John Wall. Interesting in this series, the home teams won every game.
Yep.
And so now
Boston. And through the regular season, I heard today. Too.
And so Boston's now at home, and they're a 5-point favorite tonight. Who do you think wins the game?
I think Boston will win in the 7th game.
I think Boston probably wins. But I struggle with this because, like, I like to have a rooting interest.
Me
like,
too.
Typically I do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want LeBron to win because I hate the LeBron haters.
I kind of am going for the Wizards in a weird way.
So, but yeah, the Wizards. I like the Wizards.
Yeah. John Wall's story. Yeah.
I
kind of like the Scott Brooks story, too.
So it would be easy for me under normal circumstances, except here's the thing.
Yeah.
I also like Brad Stevens a lot.
Yeah, he's good, I like him.
I met Brad many, many years ago. Of course, he was coach at Butler. I covered college basketball. He's been on the radio show. Mm-hmm. I like Brad Stevens on a personal level.
Yeah.
I think he's an amazing basketball coach. So I have a hard time rooting against him.
Yeah.
But I love John Wall.
Yeah.
I think I'd be more interested in John Wall in the final Eastern Conference Finals against King James than I would Isaiah Thomas.
I'm interested in Brooks, in Wall. The interesting thing to me is Scott Brooks, having come from Oklahoma City, and everybody's like, this guy can't coach and blah, 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 and he's actually done a pretty good job. I mean, he seems like he knows what he's doing.
He's done a good job in Washington.
Yeah, I think he's got players, though. That helps.
Yeah, I mean, he's got a good team.
Yeah.
Like, you know, how many people could win, 49 games the regular season with John Wall and Bradley Beal and that roster?
Right.
I think probably a good handful, right? But either way, like, no, that was certainly the knock on Scott Brooks. That's why they made a coaching change in Oklahoma City. They concluded that this guy can only take us so far.
Right.
We've got two of the best 5 players in the world, and we're not maximizing what we can do with them.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go make a coaching change. They obviously went out and got Billy Donovan, and then only a year later they lose Kevin Durant. So we'll never know if a different guy could have done more with Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook because Billy Donovan only got 1 year of it. And if I remember correctly, like, I think either Westbrook or Durant got hurt. Like, at the end of that year, there was some, like, they weren't, they were up 3-1.
Up 3-1 and blew the lead, that's right.
Or up something, whatever it was. They were right
blown
there.
Blown series.
Yeah, they were right there. So, like, whatever. And then, of course, they break up, and now Durant plays for the Golden State Warriors.
Right.
You can look up the details if you want to. But, yeah, Scott Brooks has done a good job in Washington.
Done a good job.
I love the John Wall story.
Yep.
And for people who don't know, when I first met him, he was a high school kid. And I went and covered. I'd been around him all summer, like at whatever the camp was at the time, whether it was LeBron camp or Adidas camp, whatever camp it was.
Sure.
And then out in Vegas, of course. And then for the first time and the only time, I've never been back, I went to that Nike Hoop Summit in Portland.
Mm-hmm.
And basically it was the best, some of the best international players and some of the best American players with Nike affiliations. And John Wall was there. And when you're media there, you know, they're on the Nike campus. And so you're shuttling back and forth with the players from the hotel. You stay in the same hotel as the players, and then you're on the same shuttle with them back and forth. You're eating with them a lot. And so I spent 4 or 5 days, like, with John Wall. You know, I sit beside him. We have lunch. And I just found him to be unbelievably likable.
Yeah.
Like, had no arrogance to him, seemed very sure of his ability, but wasn't cocky or like, I was around DeMarcus Cousins a lot too,
right.
And I hated him. I thought he was a clown, and he has proved to be a clown. Awesome talent, but a clown. But I really like John Wall. And then you look into his backstory. Dad dies when he's young, single parent home, had it rough. It wasn't always the best kid. Like, he went through some anger issues, fights, got cut from his high school team as a sophomore because of his attitude, not because of his talent. And he goes from that, being cut as a sophomore in high school, to being the number one player in America as a senior, is terrific at Kentucky, then comes in the league, becomes the target nonsensically of Colin Coward.
Oh, I remember that, yeah.
And then has turned into this unbelievable basketball player who's on the verge of maybe going to the Eastern Conference Finals. So, gun to head, have to pick between Brad Stevens and John Wall, I think I'll find myself rooting for John Wall. I like the John Wall story. I'd like to see him and the Wizards play the Cavs in the finals. Tip-off game 7 tonight in Boston. You can listen right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. We'll come back. Do dinner to go.
Are you buying, refinancing, or building a new home? If so, Bank of Bartlett and Bartlett Mortgage will give you the best rate with quick closing. As a locally owned mortgage firm, all decisions, underwriting, and credit decisions are made right here. Rates are at historic lows, so now's the best time ever to get a new home loan or refinance your current home loan. No matter where you live in the Memphis area, there's a Bank of Bartlett and a Bartlett Mortgage office convenient to you. Mention you heard this from your boy Jason Smith, and you'll receive a $100 check for your closed loan. Call Bartlett Mortgage today at 901-382-6600, or on the web, you can go to them at bankofbartlett.com. This offer is non-transferable. You have to mention you heard this ad on the top of your application to obtain the offer. Refinancing of existing Bank of Bartlett mortgage home equity lines of credit does not qualify. Check will be mailed to account holders 4 to 6 weeks after loan closing. This offer cannot be combined with any other mortgage offers. Call for current rates. Loans are subject to credit policy and credit limitations. Bank of Bartlett and Bank of Bartlett Mortgage is an equal housing lender.
Bank of Bartlett's an equal housing lender and a member of the FDIC.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine here once again for MemphisHairDoctor.com, New Body Concepts. You've been hearing me talk about this company for years, and it's because they're simply the best. They have a new office location in Germantown, but the same incredible staff that has more experience with the NeoGraft procedure than anyone in the area. They have done millions of grafts. They are the top NeoGraft provider in the southeastern United States, and they have the best prices in the entire country. The NeoGraft procedure revolutionized hair restoration. No longer do you have to go through a painful, scar-inducing procedure that doesn't look natural and just leaves you wondering, why did you do it in the first place? The NeoGraft procedure uses your own hair, so it's natural and it looks fantastic. I went through the process 4.5 years ago. I've had friends go through the process. It really does work. But don't take my word for it. Go to the website, MemphisHairDoctor.com, or give them a call. Set up your free consultation. 855-865-HAIR. 855-865-HAIR. Call my friend Missy. Get set up with a free consultation today. 855-865-HAIR. New Body Concepts.
Firehouse Subs has some big news. And boy, is it small. Now you can get the big taste of any of our 10 specialty subs in a new flavor pack small size, starting at just $3.99. Choose from Firehouse Subs classics like the Hook and Ladder with smoked turkey, Virginia honey ham, and melted Monterey Jack. Or the famous Firehouse Meatball with melted provolone and zesty marinara. And each small sub has under 500 calories. Small subs, big flavor, starting at just $3.99. Now that is a big deal.
Hey guys, my name is Cassie Dercola, firefighter from Atlanta, Georgia, reminding you that now a portion of every single Firehouse Subs purchase goes towards providing life-saving equipment for first responders. So even their new small subs can make a big difference.
Firehouse Subs, founded by firemen. Firehouse of America will donate 0.13% of your purchases in 2017 at all U.S. locations to the Firehouse Subs Public Safety Foundation with a minimum donation of $1 million. For full details, visit firehousesubs.com.
Find new roads, Jim Karras Chevrolet out at 2000 Covenant Pike on the web, jimkarrasmemphis.com. Family owned and operated since 1949, open 6 days a week every day except Sunday, and nobody in the entire Mid-South has a larger inventory of new Chevrolets than Jim Karras Chevrolet. 0% financing is always available, and right now they have more than 100 Silverados, Suburbans, and Tahoes in stock. You can get a crew cab Silverado for up to $8,000 off. You can drive a Tahoe for less than $20 a day, a Suburban for less than $30 a day. You pick the vehicle, and either Ben Karras or one of the managers can get you a price within 15 minutes. They're not trying to keep you there all day long. You want to hurry, and they're happy to help you. You need a price, then get it to you in 15 minutes. That's a promise. They also have more than 200 pre-owned vehicles on stock and on the lot and ready to sell. Toyotas, Hondas, Fords, Dodges, Nissans, all luxury brands are out there as well at 2000 Covington Pike. You know, cars, trucks, SUVs. You need a vehicle under $10,000, they've got those as well. You can shop online if you want. That's the best way to do it. JimKarrasMemphis.com. JimKarrasMemphis.com. They got up to 80 pictures of each and every vehicle. That's at JimKarrasMemphis.com. Find new roads. 387-2000 is the number. 387-2000. They're on the web. JimKarrasMemphis.com.
Mike Willis and his team at Cartridge World Memphis are your print solutions professionals. Make your entire print and copy experience more efficient and convenient for both businesses and personal. Cartridge World's popular and flexible printer lease programs are saving businesses tens of thousands of dollars a year by eliminating high-cost, long-term copier contracts. All customers save as much as 30% on high-quality, high-yield ink and toner and get the most up-to-date and well-designed products in the industry. Come by 4717 Poplar Avenue in the Knickerbocker Shopping Plaza next to FedEx and Dixie Cafe or call 901-767-4065.
With spring temperatures showing up every other week, now's the time to shop at Dixie Pickers. They have the brands you know and love, like Orvis 34 Heritage, 901 Belts are back in stock, Eno Loungers, and graduation gifts, too. Plus, two new exciting brands only available in the Mid-South at Dixie Pickers, Genteel Apparel and Fish Hippie Apparel. New shipments of Costa and Maui Jim sunglasses, too. Dixie Pickers, two locations, Memphis and Collierville, or visit anytime at DixiePickersStore.com.
Hi, folks. Bob Berkhammer for Sunrise Buick GMC Truck. Wait until the time is right to buy that new or used car or truck. Well, get rolling to Sunrise because your waiting's over. 800 new cars and trucks to choose from. Factory rebates high as $5,000. Immediate financing low as 0%. And a $5 million used car inventory with a lot specializing in cars and trucks under $49.95. Credit not so hot, it's okay. Sunrise has a financing plan for everyone. If you like saving money, it doesn't get any better than this partner, Sunrise. Get this building on Covington Pike, the good-looking one in Bartlett, and 385 in Houston Levy and Collierville.
Keep up with your car's maintenance with today's Perks Deal. Discounted oil changes, tire rotation, and wheel alignment from Fox Plaza Tire and Auto Service in Collierville. Get yours at GetMyPerks.com.
Guests appear via the Smile Center hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parra Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Been twisted as the lies a liar tells himself, so don't ask me how I even got here. I only know I ain't gonna go back. So what you gonna do with all that youth? Just because it's brutal don't make it truth. I left so many of them sipping on that venom.
Y'all, it's the 60th anniversary of the FedEx St. Jude Classic, and once again this year it's the place to be for a great golf and good times. It's at TPC Southwind. Obviously, it's a wonderful place to meet new people, bring a date, or just unwind with longtime friends. You'll have a front row seat to the action, to some of the PGA Tour's biggest names. Adam Scott, who of course won the Masters back in 2013, he's going to be here. Daniel Berger, he's the reigning FedEx St. Jude Classic champion. We had him on the show a few weeks back. He's going to be here. And Phil Mickelson's going to be here again. That's just announced earlier today.
It's nice.
It is nice. Phil Mickelson's a great golfer, a big name. Everybody knows him. Seems like everybody likes him.
Yeah.
I'm down for Phil Mickelson being here every year. He's going to be here this year. It's the 60th anniversary. And with that, they have a commemorative $60 week-long ticket. It's going to be good Wednesday through Sunday of tournament week. Obviously, the Birdie Brigade is going to be out on the site at the tournament to hand out swag. And you can get your tickets and all of the information right now at stjudeclassic.com. That's stjudeclassic.com. And don't forget about the Michelob Ultra Party Tent. It's going to be open Thursday through Sunday, June 8th through June 11th. That's at TPC Southwind. And I've been there before. It's right off of the 12th green, and it is it's terrific. You essentially, once you're already in the event, you for $10 purchase a ticket to the Michelob Ultra Party Tent. Mm-hmm. You got to be 21, of course, valid ID, all that. But you got an extra $10 and an ID, and now you're inside. And once you're inside, you can enjoy Michelob Ultra 12-ounce cans for just $3 a piece. $3 a piece. So you're drinking cold beer at a reasonable price inside a tent off the 12th green. Many places to sit down. Great place to socialize. I've been there. It's a great place to spend that Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday of the FedEx St. Jude Classic. And yes, cash and credit cards will be accepted. So you can do that. And again, get all your information, tickets, everything at stjudeclassic.com. That's stjudeclassic.com. Let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is presented by Humphrey's Prime Cut Shop, a Folks Folly original.
It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
A lot of stuff. I mean, a lot of knowledge. Felt like a lot of stuff.
Yeah, you're dropping knowledge today.
Felt like a lot of stuff. Yeah. We learned some about names.
Yep.
And how they become popular and unpopular. We learned some about college basketball recruiting.
Yeah.
Learned something about dirty play in basketball and putting your foot underneath a jump shooter. But I think the biggest thing we learned is that under normal circumstances, you would not want your uncle or any sort of adult figure to chaperone you to your high school prom.
True.
When that changes is when your uncle is a hip-hop superstar named Drake. Drake was in town this weekend, fairly high prom. He had a little cousin who was going, and so he made an appearance. That's very nice of Uncle Drake.
Yeah.
Shouts to him.
What's the biggest game tonight?
Game 7 Eastern Conference semifinal, Celtics-Wizards live from Boston. Winner gets a 7-game series with King James and the Cavaliers. Boston is a 5-point favorite, tips to 7. Watch it on TNT.
What should I watch on TV?
A new episode of Better Call Saul is on tonight. Last week's episode was one of the best of the series, so tonight should be great, too. It starts at 9 on AMC. If you're up late, Danny McBride and Metallica are on Stephen Colbert. Weezer's on Jimmy Fallon. Bryan Cranston is on Conan. Tracy Morgan's going to be on Seth Meyers.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
Yeah, Ramona Shelburne did a really nice job with that LeVar Ball story. You can find it on my Twitter feed or at ESPN.com.
What's on tap for tomorrow?
It'll be Tuesday. We'll look back Game 7, Celtics-Wizards. We're going to look ahead to NBA Draft Lottery, Game 2, Western Conference Finals. It should be fun. Enjoy your night. I'll enjoy mine. We'll meet back here tomorrow at 4. Till then, be careful, be kind, be good, and rep your hood.
Hey, it's Golic. Don't miss Dominique Foxworth and Bomani Jones. It's Mike and Mike Tuesday.
Mike and Mike in the morning. Weekdays, 5 a.m. till 9 a.m. WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis.
How your teeth look can affect how you feel about yourself. And with today's advancements in dentistry, it's easy to change that appearance in just a few simple visits. Yes, you really can get a wider smile in less than 2 hours, and you won't ever dread going to the dentist anymore. Not after you check out the Smile Center at the corner of Poplar and Kirby in the Forum Building. The Smile Center, it is central to everything, and it's also comfortable and convenient. And this is Gary Parrish telling you, I'm speaking from experience. This is where my family goes. It's where your family should go. So if you're looking for a dentist, or if your dentist doesn't even know your name, call Dr. Mady Sadeghi. He and his staff, they make it really easy to take care of your smile, whether you're in need of a routine cleaning or something more cosmetic. That's the Smile Center at the corner of Poplar and Kirby. You can get more information at SmileCenterMemphis.com. That's SmileCenterMemphis.com, or call today to make an appointment. 309-1333, 309-1333. It's the Smile Center, taking comfort to a whole new level.
I had a guy stop by to see me. He showed me a picture of his girlfriend explaining she's the one. As a jeweler, I'm involved in life's truly special moments. I showed him rings and he asked, why is yours so much less? My answer, Continental Buying Group. I'm the only Memphis jeweler belonging to Continental Buying Group, by far the most respected jewelry buying consortium in America. With over 100 retailers with about $1 billion of buying power, I get better prices without sacrificing quality or integrity. It's very simple. Since I pay less, you pay less. That's a slam dunk. I'm a jeweler. My name is Steve and my store is King. King Furs and and fine jewelry in Laurelwood.
Get to know the number one auto and home insurer in Tennessee, State Farm. I'm Kathy Thurman Edwards, the agent on Brookhaven Circle. And the reason my name is on the sign is because of my talented team inside. Call us, 901-767-7744. We're all better looking than a lizard.
Look out, Memphis. It's Canada's 150th birthday. So come celebrate with Cookie Canuck over happy hour, 3 p.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Friday, with $2.50 wine, well, and beer, downtown and Cordova. Don't forget, our kitchen's open until 2 a.m. on the weekends. CookieCanuck.com.
Battles aren't won solely on the field. That's a common misconception. Battles are won within, over enemies of fear, enemies of doubt. In that place where promises are kept. Promises to oneself.
This is a physical training effect. Awesome.
Promises to one's community.
Healthy people move debris out of their house.
Promises to one's country. In the heart of every Marine, you'll find a promise.
Oh, that's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.